After the coronavirus hit China, South Korea, as you'll recall, became the next big center of the outbreak. The response in South Korea was prompt. The government acted fast and successfully flattened the curve of transmission. South Korea's healthcare system has come under strain, but it has not been overwhelmed like in some other countries. So, now what? As daily life starts to return to normal in South Korea, authorities are working to prevent a secondary wave of infections. Jason Strother reports from Seoul.
The arrivals terminal at Incheon International Airport is nowhere near as busy as usual. But the airlines are still flying. People are coming in and out of the country. Passengers landing here who present COVID-19 symptoms, or those who've come from Europe, they all get tested. Then they're sent to a hospital, if need be. People are still allowed to come greet their friends or relatives here at the arrivals terminal.
Gentlemen in hazmat suits are directing the arriving passengers to a waiting area before they can board a bus or train back to their hometowns.
Some travelers are pulling suitcases. Everyone is wearing a mask. Authorities say the majority of recent inbound passengers are South Korean citizens. They're coming home from abroad, including from countries where the number of infections is rising out of control. Kim Gang-lip is a senior health official. He says some of these returnees are bringing the coronavirus back with them. Here's Kim speaking at a televised COVID-19 briefing through an interpreter.
We are continuing to witness increase of the patients here in Korea, and we believe that we cannot let our guards down as of yet.
What that means is that every new arrival to South Korea must self-quarantine for 14 days. If they don't have a place to stay, they're directly sent to a government facility and billed later. Kim says this is for the sake of everyone's health and safety.
We will abide by the principle of non-tolerance for those who fail to comply with self-quarantine measures.
That means an $8,000 fine, a year in jail, or deportation. People entering South Korea are also required to download a health check app. It's linked to the Centers for Disease Control here. Kelly Chang has one on her phone. The 40-year-old teacher flew in from San Francisco just ahead of the new quarantine order. But since Chang still practices social distancing, she explained to me how the app works on FaceTime.
The app is called 자가진단. It's kind of at the Korean, the yin-yang sign of the Korean flag. And every day I have to go and I have to hit the go to self-diagnosis blue tab. And it asks me four questions. Do you have a fever, cough, sore throat, or difficulty breathing? And I have to click yes or no, and I have to click submit.
And you have been diligently submitting your status every day since you've come back?
Of course.
If users get sick, the app tells them where to seek medical care. Dr. Jerome Kim is Director General of the International Vaccine Institute in Seoul. He knows about the smartphone app, partly because his daughter had to use it. Kim says it's a useful tool that should help South Korea to keep flattening the curve, at least in theory.
The system is designed to be implemented by people of good faith. Are all people of good faith? And will all of them follow the self-quarantine? Not necessarily, but the app does also track you.
But tracking the movements of non-compliant people doesn't go far enough for some medical professionals. The Korean Medical Association has called for tighter border controls since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. In its YouTube newscast this week, the anchorwoman called the self-quarantine regulations naive. She mentions news reports about a British national who was caught outside without a mask before testing positive for the coronavirus. He was supposed to be in quarantine. But Jerome Kim from the Vaccine Institute says closing the border wouldn't accomplish much in the long term.
It's easy to be self-congratulatory at this point, but it's really just the first wave, and you're going to have to wait for the next one.
Kim says models show that a second COVID-19 wave could hit South Korea later this year. To prevent that, he says countries across the globe need to find a better way to cooperate.
You'll need to have in place some mechanism for ensuring that infected people don't hop on a plane and inadvertently set off a new outbreak. So we have to figure that out, and I don't think we've done that yet.
For The World, I'm Jason Strother in Seoul.